Hello and welcome to Poets Corner. I'm your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer reader, Rexy. Today I'll be reading the poetry of Ella Wheeler Wilcox. She was born in Wisconsin in 1850 and died in 1919. She was an American author and poet. Her works include the collection Poems of Passion and the poem Solitude, which contains the lines, "Laugh and the world laughs with you." Her autobiography, The Words and I, was published in 1918, a year before her death. Around the age of 8, Wilcox turned to writing poetry. When she was 13 years old, her first poem was published in a newspaper. She became known as a poet in her own state of Wisconsin by the time she graduated high school. Her words, full of positivity, are very popular throughout her life. So let's begin with her most famous poem called Solitude. Laugh and the world laughs with you. Weep and you weep alone. For the sad old earth must borrow its mirth, but has trouble enough of its own. Sing and the hills will answer. Sigh, it is lost on the air. The echoes bound to a joyful sound, but shrink from voicing care. Rejoice, and men will seek you. Grieve, and they turn and go. They want full measure of all your pleasure, but they do not need your woe. Be glad, and your friends are many. Be sad, and you lose them all. There are none to decline your nectared wine, but alone you must drink life's gall. Feast and your halls are crowded. Fast and the world goes by. Succeed and give and it helps you live, but no man can help you die. There is room in the halls of pleasure for a large and lordly train, but one by one we must all file on through the narrow aisles of pain. The next poem is called Optimism. Talk happiness. The world is sad enough without your woes. No path is wholly rough. Look for the places that are smooth and clear, and speak of those to rest the weary ear of earth, so hurt by one continuous strain of human discontent and grief and pain. Talk faith. The world is better off without your uttered ignorance and morbid doubt. If you have faith in God or man or self, say so. If not, push back upon the shelf of silence all your thoughts, till faith shall come. No one will grieve because your lips are dumb. Talk health. The dreary, never-changing tale of mortal maladies is worn and stale. You cannot charm or interest or please by harping on that minor chord disease. Say you are well, and all is well with you, and God shall hear your words and make them true. This poem is titled Progress. Let there be many windows to your soul, that all the glory of the universe may beautify it. Not the narrow pane of one poor creed can catch the radiant rays that shine from countless sources. Tear away the blinds of superstition. Let the light pour through fair windows, broad as truth itself and high as God. Why should the spirit peer through some priest-curtained orifice and grope along dim corridors of doubt, when all the splendor from unfathomed seas of space might bathe it with golden waves of love? Sweep up the debris of decaying faith. Sweep down the cobwebs of worn-out beliefs, and throw your soul wide open to the light of reason and knowledge. Tune your ear to all the wordless music of the stars and to the voice of nature, and your heart shall turn to truth and goodness as the plant turns toward the sun. 1,000 unseen hands reach down to help you to their peace-crowned heights, and all the forces of the firmament shall fortify your strength. Be not afraid to thrust aside half-truths and grasp the whole. This poem is entitled The Two Glasses. There sat two glasses filled to the brim on a rich man's table, rim to rim. One was ruddy and red as blood, and one as clear as the crystal flood. Said the glass of wine to the paler brother, "Let us tell the tales of the past to each other. I can tell of banquet and revel and mirth, and the proudest and grandest souls on earth fell under my touch, as though struck by blight, where I was king, for I ruled in might. From the heads of kings I have torn the crown. From the heights of fame I have hurled men down. I have blasted many an honored name. I have taken virtue and given shame. I have tempted the youth with a sip, a taste, that made his future a barren waste. Greater, far greater than king am I, or than any army beneath the sky. I have made the arm of the driver fail and sent the train from the iron rail. I have made good ships go down at sea, and the shrinks of the lost were sweet to me. For they said, 'Behold how great you be, for your might and power are over all. Fame, strength, wealth, genius before you fall.' Oh, pale brother," laughed the wine, "can you boast of deeds as great as mine?" Said the water glass, "I cannot boast of a king dethroned or a murdered host, but I can tell of a heart once sad, by my crystal drops made light and glad. Of thirsts I've quenched, of brows I've laved, of hands I have cooled, and souls I have saved. I have leaped through the valley, dashed down the mountain, flowed in the river and played in the fountain, slept in the sunshine and dropped from the sky, and everywhere gladdened the landscape and I. I have eased the hot forehead of fever and pain. I have made the parched meadows grow fertile with rain. I can tell of the powerful wheel of the mill that ground out the flour and turned at my will. I can tell of manhood debased by you that I have lifted and crowned anew. I cheer, I help, I strengthen and aid. I gladden the heart of man and maid. I set the chained wine captive free, and all are better for knowing me." These are the tales they told each other, the glass of wine and the paler brother, as they sat together, filled to the brim on the rich man's table, rim to rim. This poem's title is Whatever is Best. I know as my life grows older and mine eyes have clearer sight that under each rank wrong somewhere there lies the root of right, that each sorrow has its purpose, by the sorrowing oft unguessed, but as sure as the sun brings morning, whatever is best. I know that each sinful action, as sure as the night brings shade, is somewhere, sometime punished, though the hour be long delayed. I know that the soul is aided, sometimes, by the heart's unrest, and to grow means often to suffer, but whatever is best. I know there are no errors in the great eternal plan, and all things work together for the final good of man. And I know when my soul speeds onward in its grand eternal rest, I shall say, as I look back earthward, whatever is best. This poem is called Will. There is no chance, no destiny, no fate can circumvent or hinder or control the firm resolve of a determined soul. Gifts count for nothing. Will alone is great. All things give way before it, soon or late. What obstacle can stay the mighty force of the sea-seeking river in its course, or cause the ascending orb of day to wait? Each well-born soul must win what it deserves. Let the fool prate of luck. The fortunate is he whose earnest purpose never swerves, whose slightest action or inaction serves the one great aim. Why, even death stands still and waits for an hour, sometimes, for such a will. The title of this next poem is Worthwhile. It is easy enough to be pleasant when life flows by like a song, but the man worthwhile is one who will smile when everything goes dead wrong. For the test of the heart is trouble, and it always comes with the years. And the smile that is worth the praises of earth is the smile that shines through tears. It is easy enough to be prudent when nothing tempts you to stray, when without or within, no voice of sin is luring your soul away. But it's only a negative virtue until it is tried by fire. And the life that is worth the honor on earth is the one that resists desire. By the cynic, the sad, the fallen, who had no strength for the strife, the world's highway is cumbered today. They make up the sum of life. But the virtue that conquers passion and the sorrow that hides in a smile, it is these that are worth the homage on earth, for we find them but once in a while. This poem is called You Never Can Tell. You never can tell when you send a word like an arrow shot from a bow by an archer blind, be it cruel or kind, just where it may chance to go. It may pierce the breast of your dearest friend, tipped with its poison or balm. To a stranger's heart, in life's great mart, it may carry its pain or its calm. You never can tell, when you do an act, just what the result will be. But with every deed, you are sowing a seed, though the harvest you may not see. Each kindly act is an acorn dropped in God's productive soil. You may not know, but the tree shall grow with shelter for those who toil. You can never tell what your thoughts will do in bringing you hate or love. For thoughts are things, and their airy wings are swifter than carrier doves. They follow the law of the universe. Each thing must create its kind, and they speed o'er the track to bring you back whatever went out of your mind. The Winds of Fate. One ship drives east, and another drives west, with the self-same winds that blow. 'Tis the set of the sails, and not the gales, which tells us the way to go. Like the winds of the sea are the ways of fate as we voyage along through life. 'Tis the set of a soul that decides its goal and not the calm or the strife. The Queen's Last Ride. The Queen is taking a drive today. They have hung with purple the carriage way. They have dressed with purple the royal track where the Queen goes forth and never comes back. Let no man labor as she goes by on her last appearance to mortal eye. With heads uncovered, let all men wait for the Queen to pass in her regal state. Army and navy shall lead the way for that wonderful coach of the Queen's today. Kings and princes and lords of the land shall ride behind her, a humble band. And over the city and over the world shall flags of all nations be half-mast furled for the silent lady of royal birth who is riding away from the courts of earth, riding away from the world's unrest to a mystical goal on a secret quest. Though in regal splendor she drives through town, her robes are simple. She wears no crown. And yet she wears one, for witted no more, she is crowned with the love that has gone before, and crowned with the love she has left behind in the hidden depths of each thinking mind. Uncover your heads, lift your hearts on high. The Queen in silence is driving by. This Wilcox poem is called Growing Older. A little more tired at the close of the day, a little more anxious to have our way, a little less ready to scold and blame, a little more care for a brother's name. And so we are nearing the journey's end, where time and eternity meet and blend. A little less care for bonds or gold, a little more zeal for the days of old, a broader view and a saner mind, and a little more love for all mankind. Ad Finem. On the white throat of the useless passion that scorched my soul with its burning breath, I clutched my fingers in murderous fashion and gathered them close in a grip of death. For why should I fan or feed with fuel a love that showed me but blank despair? So my hold was firm and my grasp was cruel. I meant to strangle it then and there. I thought it was dead, but with no warning it rose from its grave last night and came and stood by my bed till the early morning, and over it spoke your name. Its throat was red where my hands had held it. It burned my brow with its scorching breath. And I said the moment my eyes beheld it, a love like this can know no death. For just one kiss that your lips have given in the lost and beautiful past to me, I would gladly barter my hope of heaven and all the bliss of eternity. For never a joy are the angels keeping to lay at my feet in paradise like that of into your strong arms creeping and looking into your love-lit eyes. I know, in the way that sins are reckoned, this thought is a sin of the deepest dye. But I know, too, if an angel beckoned, standing close by the throne on high, and you, adown by the gates infernal, should open your loving arms and smile, I would turn my back on things supernal to lie on your breast a little while, to know for an hour you are mine completely, mine in body and soul, my own. I would bear unending tortures sweetly, with not a murmur and not a moan. A lighter sin or lesser error might change through hope or fear divine, but there is no fear and hell has no terror to change or alter a love like mine. growing old. The days grow shorter, the nights grow longer, the headstones thicken along the way, and life grows sadder, but love comes stronger for those who walk with us day by day. The tear comes quicker, the laugh comes slower, the courage is lesser to do and dare, and the tide of joy in the heart falls lower and seldom covers the reefs of care. But all true things in the world seem truer, and the better things of earth seem best, and friends are dearer as friends are fewer, and love is all as our sun dips west. Then let us clasp hands as we walk together, and let us speak softly in low, sweet tone, for no man knows on the morrow whether we two pass on or but one alone. This poem is called simply, I Love You. I love your lips when they're wet with wine and red with a wild desire. I love your eyes when the love light lies lit with a passionate fire. I love your arms when the warm white flesh touches mine in a fond embrace. I love your hair when the strands enmesh your kisses against my face. Not for me the cold, calm kiss of a virgin's bloodless love. Not for me the saint's white bliss, nor the heart of a spotless dove. But give me the love that so freely gives and laughs at the whole world's blame. With your body so young and warm in my arms, it sets my poor heart aflame. So kiss me, sweet, with your warm, wet mouth still fragrant with ruby wine, and say with a fervor born of the South that your body and soul are mine. Clasp me close in your warm young arms while the pale stars shine above, and we'll live our young lives away in the joys of a living love. The title of this poem is Lifting and Leaning. There are two kinds of people on earth today, just two kinds of people, no more, I say. Not the good and the bad, for 'tis well understood the good are half bad and the bad are half good. Not the happy and sad, for the swift-flying years bring each man his laughter and each man his tears. Not the rich and the poor, for to count a man's wealth, you must first know the state of his conscience and health. Not the humble and proud, for in life's busy span, who puts on vain airs is not counted a man. No, the two kinds of people on earth I mean are the people who lift and the people who lean. Wherever you go, you will find the world's masses are ever divided in just these two classes. And strangely enough, you will find too, I ween, there is only one lifter to 20 who lean. In which class are you? Are you easing the load of overtaxed lifters who toil down the road? Or are you a leaner who lets others bear your portion of worry and labor and care? This poem is called Life's Scars. They say the world is round, and yet I often think it's square. So many little hurts we get from corners here and there. But one great truth in life I've found while journeying to the West, the only folks who really wound are those we love the best. The man you thoroughly despise can rouse your wrath, 'tis true. Annoyance in your heart will rise at things mere strangers do. But those are only passing ills. This rule all lives will prove. This ranking wound which aches and thrills is dealt by hands we love. The choicest garb, the sweetest grace are oft to strangers shown. The careless mien, the frowning face are given to our own. We flatter those we scarcely know. We please the fleeting guest and deal many a thoughtless blow to those we love the best. Love does not grow on every tree, nor true hearts yearly bloom. Alas, for those who only see this cut across a tomb. But soon or late, the fact grows plain to all through sorrow's test. The only folks who give us pain are those we love the best. This last poem is called The Year. What can be said in New Year rhymes that has not been said a thousand times? The new years come, the old years go. We know we dream. We dream, we know. We rise up laughing with the light. We lie down weeping with the night. We hug the world until it sings. We curse it then and sigh for wings. We live, we love, we woo, we wed. We wreathe our brides, we sheet our dead. We laugh, we weep. We wreathe our brides, we sheet our dead. We laugh, we weep, we hope, we fear. And that's the burden of every year. Thank you for listening to Poet's Corner today as we read the poems of Ella Wheeler Wilcox. Until next time, this is your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer reader, Rexy, wishing you good evening.